IGAD, with support from SIDA, has been implementing a project enhancing blue economy in the IGAD member states for biodiversity conservation and livelihood diversifications. And the project is aimed at unlocking the blue economy potentially in the IGAD region. One of the interventions proposed by this project is to improve the health of marine and aquatic ecosystems in the IGAD region. Now, Nile River Bank's cleaning campaign against the plastic pollution in the White Nile River in Juba City is an initiative that comes within the project. To discuss and to know more about the project, we are joined in a studio with David Kwaje from IGAD and by phone with Dr. Jackson Mouso, Director General in the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries of South Sudan. Gentlemen, good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Pawan. Pleasure joining you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jackson, for joining us. Now, to carry on a conversation about the issue following up now, what are the main objectives of this project? Let us start with the guests here in the studio, then we'll move on. What are the main objectives of this project?
Thank you, Pawan, and your colleague. Good morning once again, Radio Miraya listeners. As you had mentioned earlier, the key objective is to unlock the potential of the blue economy by ensuring that the health and the status of the aquatic resources that we have is well protected. And specifically with regards to tomorrow's program, it is to create awareness and to ensure that there is a community mobilization and sensitization when it comes to the issues of plastic pollution within our aquatic resources.
Yes, and breaking that one more for our listeners, if you say blue economy and what you've just mentioned for a simple listener out there, what does it mean in a simple way for them to understand more?
Thank you. I know the DG will come after this.
He will come in, yeah.
To be very basic, it is basically the resources that we have on our waters.
Okay.
Because there is a lot of expansion in population and demand. That means that the terrestrial resources become limited to our needs. Hence, the need to focus on also the aquatic. That is where we get our fish. And that's where we even have other economic activities on our rivers. So the basic is that to ensure that we fully utilize the resources. The Nile in South Sudan covers over seven out of the 10 states. That makes it a very huge resource.
Oh, that's great. Now, let's give chance to Jackson Mouse also to come in. Jackson, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Pawan, and Twaje, and thanks to our listeners of Miraya Sana. It's a great opportunity. IGAD is supporting South Sudan, and it is a good opportunity also for us to understand that IGAD is not only dealing with the issues to do with the peace and security in the member state, but it has also projects, developmental projects, that is to alleviate people from poverty, improve socioeconomic development of its member state populations. One of the initiatives is this blue economy. Blue economy, historically, of course, is meant or designed for oceans and seas.
Allow me to request, can you put a radio beside you a little bit far so that we can hear you clear, because we are receiving the echo coming back from the radio that is beside you, I believe.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That. Thank you.
So when member states of IGAD, of course, with support from the African Union Commission, define that blue economy isn't only tied to oceans and seas if it comes to the continent of Africa. We have inland countries and we have long or large rivers, lakes, wetlands, which are also constituting a good percentage of the aquatic ecosystems. So the concept was then accepted that, okay, then the blue economy activities to be extended to inland countries, where in IGAD region, countries like South Sudan, Ethiopia, and Uganda are now benefiting from this initiative. We were supported by IGAD to do baseline survey and report to identify whether we really have blue economy potentials or resources in the country. That we did that after knowing it was appreciating, then we were supported to develop our national blue economy strategy, which we launched on the 8th of March last year here in Jubat Pyramid Hotel. Of course, it's a cross-cutting initiative that takes on board ministries like Ministry of Water Resources, Ministry of Transport, if it comes to river transport, that's navigation, Ministry of Wildlife Conservation and Tourism. Then we have trade, you have the extractive industries, to mention a few. So all these members, line ministries, were involved in the development of the National Blue Economy Strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Now came that we had the challenge of valuation. How do we value our blue economy resources so that we could know how much do these blue economy resources contribute to the GDP of the country? So that remains a limitation in terms of resources, that we could not get resources to be able to evaluate our blue economy resources. Then IGAD, of course, went on that it has some small funds now, putting on board one of the activities that a member state like Djibouti have rolled out from its strategic plan. That was the campaign against plastic pollution, which is affecting the aquatic ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So then we also push our voice forward. Okay, we are also one of the states which is really suffering from this issue of plastic pollution. Can you give us that helping hand, help us to create awareness, and then we may develop some skills and knowledge on how to go about with the management of this plastic pollution. Indeed, they are affecting our aquatic ecosystem, not only the aquatic, but even terrestrial. From the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, we have the terrestrial, the animals, and then we have the aquatic, the fisheries resources. So both are negatively affected by this plastic pollution.
Okay.
When ingested, the consequences could be beyond that we could now justify, whether they directly affect our health when we consume these mussels or meat or not yet. Able to talk on it. But as of the program of tomorrow, we are embarking on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Let's come back to our guest here in the studio, to Mr. David Kwaje. One of the interventions under this project is to improve the health of the marine and aquatic ecosystem in the IGAD region, as we said earlier. So can you tell us more about this component?
Okay. Thank you, Pawan. And I would like to acknowledge and appreciate the presence of our Director General for Fisheries. As he had mentioned earlier, the health of the aquatic resources is key, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, they will be consumed by us in Juba and also beyond South Sudan. So that was the focus, to ensure that we develop some basic skills and knowledge and have the general awareness, so that we know that whatever plastic we mishandle will eventually affect our aquatic resources, and it even affects the drainages, and so the idea is to have this symbolic event tomorrow to create awareness and to inject some energy to the community, so that this continues even beyond this one-off activity tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Will the public be engaged in the event, or how is it going to look like?
Yes, thank you for that important question. We are working together with the Juba City Council. They were supposed to have joined us this morning, but they will be with us tomorrow in the evening show. And the idea is that the issues to do with the plastic pollution and waste management in general is the it's being implemented by the city authorities. Our work is to mainly support them and to guide them through the policies that have been developed at the regional level. And they will be with us tomorrow. We will also have some community representatives.
Okay.
It will be in Gabat Port, and we'll have some representatives of the communities, women groups, youth groups, and key, as I had earlier mentioned, is the Juba City Council will be represented there.
Mm.
And we hope that after this, it will be a quarterly activity, not only on the Gabat Port, but also on Juba Port and all the other ports. And it is our wish that as IGAD, we really enhance our potential when it comes to the mandate of IGAD in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. And as per towards the tomorrow's program, are there any specific actions that are being taken to address the plastic pollution in the region, not only South Sudan, but talking about the region, such as the Nile River banks and the cleaning campaign against you know, the plastic pollution? What so far been done about that?
At a regional level, as earlier mentioned by the Director General, this awareness campaign has been going on not only in South Sudan, as you hear, it is also happening in Djibouti. We did it in two ports, in Tajora and Obok, in Djibouti. Then also there's also a plan to launch a similar one in Ethiopia and in Uganda, countries which also have massive water resources, which are at risk of plastic pollution. As you know, that is the biggest risk when it comes to pollution of the water resources we have.
Okay, now let's cross to Director General Mr. Jackson, talking about South Sudan context and looking at the, if we look at the River Nile, the banks of the river, which is actually filled with these plastics and all this stuff. So what is your take on that, or what is being so far put into consideration?
Thank you very much, Pawan, and our viewers once again. Yeah, of course, we understand that all people from the science background or knowledge backgrounds, we are aware of the impact of this plastic on the aquatic ecosystems. The plastics could be pelagic, that's floating, or they could settle at the bottom of the river through sea silts and sedimentations. What they will be storing there is what we are worried about, that this will be consumed by the aquatic animals, and by the end of the day we will be consuming, or we are now consuming these aquatic animals. Far more, these plastics also in long term, when you talk on the siltation and sedimentation, the succession process may cause an impact on the smooth channeling of our river systems. They may reduce the depth of the river system. Consequently, they may cause deviation even in the flow of the water bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a serious concern that we are after, that the natural habitat should remain in touch for sustainability of life in this part of the world that we are in.
And also maybe, Mr. Jackson, how does this project benefit the local communities, and what kind of impact do you expect it to have on their livelihood?
Yeah, specifically our community are a developing community. Our economy is a developing economy. So the basic simple blue economy resource that we could touch on now is the fish. Our people, about 1.7 million people in South Sudan, depend directly on the fisheries resources. Plastics, they become more, they go to the peripheral end of the river or the water systems. And those peripheral ends are where, those are the critical habitats where fish use them for their spawning, the reproduction process. So if that cycle of normal cycle of reproduction of the fish species is affected, then definitely the population reduces, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then that is definitely affecting the economy and the livelihood of the fisher communities. So that is a serious concern that we need to put it on board for our community to understand that, yes, we enjoy the soda, we enjoy the bottled milk as city boys and girls, but these plastics have the detrimental effect on us or impact in the long term.
Okay.
So what do we do with this? It remains a question that I and you now cannot answer alone.
Yeah.
But we want to raise it up to the scientific community in South Sudan, the business community in South Sudan. They should understand, as we go along in development of our lives in socialization, we should know that this plastic, this bottle we are refreshing ourselves with, tomorrow has an impact on our lives and our lifestyles.
Okay. The same question I'm giving to you, Mr. David, as IGAD, how does this project will benefit people of South Sudan?
Thank you. As earlier mentioned, this is under the social development component of IGAD's pillars of activities when it comes to its mandate and its key priority areas in the region. And the fact that you have over 1.7 million people who live along the Nile and who depend on it as a key resource for their livelihoods and for their economic activities, this is very important. And this means that without by neglecting this sector, you are also neglecting what you're going to eat in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it also comes to the health component. And that's why we are having not only the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, but we also have line ministries such as water, irrigation. Also, we're going to have the private sector, Ministry of Health, so that we have a broader perspective and a common analysis, so that we have a common understanding at the end of the day, and that our actions are targeted to uplift the aquatic resources.
Great. And maybe finally, and this one is going to Jackson from the ministry. How does the ministry collaborate with IGAD and other stakeholders to implement this project or other projects if it's there?
Yeah, regionally, of course, we are members of IGAD, and we collaborate. Our entry point to IGAD is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, which links us up with the IGAD. And IGAD has a number of activities. It has also an activity on climate. So that has to do with also those ministries which are concerned with the climate. I don't need to go to that. For us, this activity deals directly with the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries. And as I said, it is a cross-cutting, not the same. One, we could even understand, as the IGAD representative there, David, has indicated, we are inviting also the Minister of Health. You know, for one, as we speak here, if, God forbid, you fall sick there in the studio, you'll be injected. And that thing to reuse is plastic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So every packaging of even the pharmaceuticals are all plastic. So that's why we said we need to raise awareness. What do we do, Lady? Can we undo this thing so that it is broader, not only Minister of Livestock and Fisheries? Because yes, as we campaign and we don't create awareness on the producers and the users of this plastic, then our efforts are bound not to bear fruits. But yeah, we are not saying that we have an alternative that we need to stop plastic or plastic packaging.
Okay.
But we wanted people to be aware.
All right. Okay, we are coming to the end of this conversation. But what is your last say, Mr. David, from IGAD? What's your last say before we conclude our talk?
Thank you. And I appreciate the time you've given us. And the last say is to have more awareness and to ensure that media such as your platform, as well as others, take this up, and that they ensure that the message is spread, because it has a direct effect on all of us and also the future of our ecosystem.
Thank you so much, David. And Jackson from Ministry, Director General of the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, what's your last say?
Yeah, thank you very much. My last say is to to our communities. We are using Juba City Council as a symbol here, and there are other cities globally, countrywide in South Sudan. So we wanted the media or those city authorities, say, wow, Malakala, for example, they should follow the media and also try to learn from what Juba City Council is doing, what we are doing here together, and how could they catch up and take it up there or can replicate in their particular area so that we fight against this plastic pollution, taking on board our communities. Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming. David, thanks for coming. And thank you, Jackson, also for being online. We do appreciate and we wish you a lovely day. Happy Eid al-Adha to all of you. Enjoy your day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Shukran.
Thank you. Shukran. Shukran jazilan. And of course, that being Mr. David Kwaje from IGAD, and also we have Jackson Mose from the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, the Director General. They have been talking to us about the program that will take place tomorrow.